Good morning, and welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Virtual Sunday Service. We're also affectionately known as WUF. My name is Salima Malson. I use the pronouns she and her, and it is my privilege to serve as your lay leader this morning. Here in this virtual community, everyone is welcome and celebrated. Whoever you are, wherever you were born, whatever your age, your abilities, your talents, the color of your skin, whomever you love or how you identify your gender, if you do, whatever your spiritual practices or if you have none, wherever you happen to be right now, whether you are filled with joy or suffering a broken heart, right now, we are all local to this virtual community of conscience and compassion. You will find announcements about upcoming events in your order of service, where you will also see the link to our after-service virtual coffee hour. I hope you'll join us there at 11:30 to check in with each other, share joys and sorrows, and engage with today's speaker. If you're with us today for the first time and don't have an order of service, please email our congregational administrator at admin@woof.org. And welcome. We're glad you found us.
We begin our time together by lighting the flame of our chalice, a symbol of our shared and scattered faith, and we consider these words. I ask that we take a second to be present, to truly feel our collective energy in this moment, as if we were all in the same room. Even when we are apart, we are all connected. Let this light be a symbol of our unity, our collective desire for hope, humanity, and justice.
Our reading this morning is excerpts from a poem titled Conflict, a poem for America's migrant workers. Conflict is a long poem about labor migration written by Jordan Cheney. It was inspired by farm workers in the wine country of eastern Washington, where Jordan lives. But it's resonated with audiences in immigrant cities around the globe, from Athens to Melbourne. You'll find a link to the poem in your order of service. Excerpts from Conflict, a poem for America's migrant workers by Jordan Cheney. I'd like to propose a toast to dreams and to the bold men and women that dare to dream them, to the wild-eyed visionaries that plant seeds in their hearts with hopes to one day see them come to pass. For prayers sweeter than papayas that rise from the deepest, darkest depths of our cellars, where my heart is pumping out prayers like mass. To the foresight that illuminates our foreshadows that whirl in the glass of our souls. To those robust farm workers clad in jeans, flannels, handkerchiefs, and hats. For all the mamas and papas that wear their skin like worn leather, who are wrinkled and red like raisins, and whose wrinkles hold stories like wine jugs, and whose woes are 10 miles deeper than any winemaker's pocketbook. This one's for them, for all the grandmas and grandpas that look like stucco, whose eyes look like ice wines, with frost outlining their irises. For the crow's feet perched perfectly on their eyelids and their white hair flowing like broken clouds passing through windmill slices. For century-old spines like gnarly vines and vineyards for lilac diamonds. To the godlike elders of our aging wines and their timeless guidance. I would like to make a toast to dreams and to the brave men and strong women who dare to dream them. A toast to the visionaries whose enlightened eyes sow seeds in their hearts in the hopes of one day seeing them blossom. I know a girl who was kidnapped from childbirth right on the border by bad men known as coyotes who are paid to smuggle dreams into this country. The ugliness of the deed cracks your heart. So this is for the invisibles, because of the juggling of children by the rivers, because of the escape of the dogs and the paramilitaries, because of the stumbling of dreams by the approval of the legislature, whose laws go beyond the barbed wire that passes through the people who could, and the dreams that break. To the mighty migrant worker, that your hands and backbone always feed the vine, that the glasses of your morning are full of the fruits of your labor, and that your dreams find freedom in the land of your neighbor. This is for you. Al poderoso obrero migrante, que tus manos y espinazos siempre alimenta a la para, que las copas de tu mañana estén llenas de las frutas de tu labor, y que encuentren tus sueños la libertad en la tierra de tu vecino. To you, este es por ti.
Good morning. My name is Cass Sove, and it's my pleasure to introduce today's speaker, Dr. Luz Maciel de Villarroel. I first met Luz when I contacted the Dreamers Resource Center at Portland Community College on behalf of Wolf's Immigrant Justice Hearth Circle. She's the coordinator there, and we wanted her to speak to us about the needs of DACA students, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. We found Luz an impassioned advocate for all students, especially those who were brought to the U.S. as children and applied for deferred deportation status during the Obama administration. Luz herself came to the U.S. at the age of 12 from Guadalajara, Mexico, and her family education was the key to her future. So, after graduating from Grants Pass High School, Luz continued her education at the Oregon College of Education, where she obtained her secondary teaching credential. Soon after that, she obtained a master's degree in guidance counseling. Her son, Carlos, inspired her to pursue a doctorate in three areas of concentration: College Student Services Administration, Sociology, and Guidance Counseling. During her career, Luz has developed ethnic cultural centers and multicultural celebrations at Oregon State University, and has directed a Spanish GED program and Women's Resource Center at Portland Community College. Now she serves as the coordinator of the Dreamers Resource Center at PCC Rock Creek. Following this morning's service, Luz will join us in our virtual coffee hour at 11:30 to answer any questions you may have. I hope you enjoy meeting Luz as much as I have.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity. It is an honor, pleasure, and a blessing to be here, sharing with you very valuable information about our Dreamers Resource Center. As a coordinator, I have been involved with a lot of aspects of the Dreamers Resource Center, not only on campus, but in our community, local, state, and national level. With this pandemic, we have actually expanded to meeting with various groups throughout our nation in regard to the Dreamers that DACA has caught us. As you know, we were in danger of DACA going away. Fortunately, with all the support nationally and even internationally, we were able to keep DACA for our DACA students. So right now, our DACA students can renew. However, now they have to renew every year instead of every 2 years. That's kind of a burden on the students, because it means that they would have to come up with $495 every year to renew their DACA. Unfortunately, DHS has advised us not to recruit for any more new DACAs. So we are at a stall right now, which makes our job very difficult because we have a lot of people standing in line. They qualify for DACA in the past, but could not afford it or did not hear about it. So now they are waiting to see if DACA is going to open up again. That is a big barrier for us all over the country. In my interaction with all these organizations, it has taught me that out in our country, despite of what we see in the media, there's a lot of love, connections, caring, and empowering all of us to serve our students. DACA students are probably one of the groups who contributes, of any immigrant group who contributes in the billions. They have contributed so much money, they are able to buy cars, to buy homes, to work, and to pay taxes. So DACA documented students is a group that we want to support, not only for our self-interest because they are contributing to economy, but because they bring a breadth of information and knowledge and wisdom. And many of them are also supporting their families. They are the only secure income in their family. And just out of the kindness of our heart, and because we are all either immigrants or children of immigrants, we should support this group of students and their families, who most of them are undocumented, with no chance of maybe ever getting their documents. As you know, the state of our nation has become very polarized. But in spite of that, when I'm meeting with other groups throughout our nation, I find that all of them are in unity with documented refugees, international students, undocumented students. We are all in this together. We are all making our country better. We are all improving our country by supporting new immigrants, regardless of their status of immigration. It's in our heart as people from this country, from the United States of America, to always welcome others into our homes, into our schools, into our nation. When I came in 1962 as a 12-year-old, I experienced nothing but welcoming families, families who taught my mother how to cook, families who opened up their door to teach us English, families who taught us how to go and get our citizenship. So the climate was very different. Unfortunately, the past 4 years have been very difficult for new immigrants, DACA and undocumented and refugee people. I would like to talk now a little bit about our what we do at the Dreamers Resource Center. What do we do with all the funds that are donated at events and how they help our dreamers? The Dreamers Resource Center at Portland Community College assists students to address impacts of anti-immigration policies by providing a dedicated, safer space for dreamers. As one of only about 30 similar college centers in the nation, the only one in Oregon, it serves as a model for others. It offers outreach and education, legal information, and civic engagement, serving as a resource hub, hosting group presentations by immigrant lawyers, and providing funds for students for DACA renewal fees, as well as referrals for assistance with basic needs. The DRC, as is often referred to, coordinator, presents talks to community groups about the services and educates the wider community about post-secondary opportunities for DACA undocumented students. What is our vision? Our vision is to fulfill the dream of access to education and opportunity for all PCC students. So far, I have not met an immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, a DACA, or a family who is not for education. Most of them, when we talk to them about their journey here, ultimately, it was their goal to get a degree, to get an education, to learn English, so they could help their families and contribute to the economy of our nation. And what is our mission? The PCC Dreamers Resource Center empowers undocumented and documented students to achieve their academic and career goals, build leadership and advocacy skills, and strengthen connections with PCC communities and other educational institutions. The center instills a sense of belonging by providing information and resources to DACA undocumented students and their families in a safe, brave, welcoming environment. I would also like to share with you that President Mark Mitsui at PCC is one of the greatest advocates in our community college system at the national level. He has also joined national organizations that are doing a lot of advocacy for immigrants. He has totally dedicated and committed funds for our center and support and a 1.5 coordinator to make sure that DACA and undocumented students and other students are supported through our center. Oftentimes, people often think that the Dreamers Resource Center is just for undocumented DACA, Dreamers. No, the DRC is actually a center for all students. As I often tell students when they come and visit, this center is yours also because you're doing research today. You are learning about our center. You are getting to know other students like yourself that have immigrated here, maybe like your parents or great-grandparents. So it's a center where we value everyone. We include everyone. We respect everyone. The mission of our resource center empowers undocumented and documented students to achieve their academic and career goals, build leadership and advocacy skills, and strengthen connections with PCC communities and other educational institutions. The center instills a sense of belonging by providing information and resources to DACA undocumented students and their families in a safe and brave welcoming environment. If you notice, I revisited our mission because we believe our mission should not only be the mission of the Dreamers Resource Center and at Portland Community College, but should be the mission of every educational, every institution and organization in our nation. We are here because of immigrants. We have come this far because of the contribution of a lot of immigrants. When you think about inventions, when you think about the progress, the economy of our country, it has been because of our immigrant families and ourselves. We uphold to 13 values: compassion, caring, empathy, acceptance, kindness, love, family, remembering our roots, dedication, humility, empowerment, courage, powerful, communication, helpful information, opportunity, inclusive, growth, faith, positivity, safety, collaboration, respect, the dream concept, equality, equity, diversity. We also, the Dreamers Resource Center, we also assist the students in making sure that they get the proper education and that they get the skills not only to help themselves, but to move and uphold other peers, other family members, other community members, to uphold each other. The Dreamers Ambassador Program allows or gives the opportunity to four students to become scholar leaders by being in the Ambassador Program. Through collaboration, partnership with the Campus Multicultural Center, the Dreamer Ambassadors provide services, focus, and leadership skills and extends programming by DACA undocumented students at all campuses. We also have a Dreamers Project Mentor Program, which gives six students the opportunity, a district-wide peer mentoring program that provides student mentees with resources and support in navigating the PCC system. Student services. How do we provide our student services? We do a lot of workshops, collaboration with other institutions and organizations in Washington County, Multnomah County, and as far as Yamhill County and other counties around the PCC campuses. We collaborate, we interact, we meet, we have formed actually advisory groups for different issues, which addresses from immigrant, migrant workers, health issues, education issues, and health services. There's other services that we provide through the Dreamers Resource Center is academic and career advising through the Academic and Career Advising Center in collaboration with them also. As I mentioned, we have a mentoring program, tutoring resources through the Tutoring Center, counseling services and referrals throughout the community. There are several services which are in other languages. scholarship resources, immigration information resources and legal support, connection to educational institutions. We do field trips like to Reed College, Oregon State University, Pacific University, University of Oregon. We actually take our students on a tour of those campuses so they can see firsthand where they might want to transfer. And we strongly collaborate with those campuses that already have programs that support the Dreamers and the undocumented and refugee students. Workshops, programs, and student support services. We collaborate with all the other centers. We collaborate in amazing ways so that all our students are learning together about each other. We have a lounge in a safe, supportive environment where we provide snacks and coffee. As you know, this group of students often experience food and housing insecurity and health services insecurity. So by having safe conversation, they actually help and refer each other to these services. Access to school supplies and materials, food access, family resources, emergency grants, and DACA renewals. And we support them also with transportation, whether it's a parking permit on campus or giving them a bus pass. So transportation is not a barrier for them to continue their education. The DRC empowers immigrants and undocumented students without regard to race, religion, ethnicity, or sexual orientation to achieve their academic and career goals, build leadership and advocacy skills, and strengthen connections with PCC communities and the other educational institutions. As part of my journey in the United States since I arrived at 12, was always my dream to work with migrant students. One time, my parents were traveling back to Mexico in our camper. We would go back and forth every 6 months so that we could learn Spanish there and English here and get a well-rounded education. I was one of those privileged immigrants. As we're driving to the San Joaquin Valley, I see all these children and parents in the fields with all these beautiful colors. And I asked my mother, who are those people and why are they in the fields? Why are there so many children in the fields? 1963-64. She said, not everyone is fortunate like we are. These are probably farm workers who are working to pick our food. And my mother, before dying, she shared this story with me. She said, when you saw those children, you said, I want to dedicate myself to those children. And ever since 12, 13 years old, I always had it in my mind to dedicate myself to immigrants, migrants, refugees, regardless of where they came from. In our center, we often have people from the Middle East, from Asia, from Russia. So yes, my dream truly came true at the end of my career. And I am very grateful and very blessed to have achieved my own dream. Most of my jobs have been with CAMP, College Assistance Migrant Program, Educational Opportunity Program, High School Equivalency Program, and I'm very honored to have had those opportunities to meet those individuals who changed my life, who truly humbled me and turned me into the right person that I am today and guided me into the right path. Thank you very much for listening to this presentation, and I look forward to further collaborating with your community. Thank you.
As we extinguish our chalice to mark the end of our time together, let us carry in our hearts the warmth and light of its flame to guide us through the week to come. And let us remember and continue to guard the light that our young dreamers bring to the colorful garden of our community. May we come together again in a spirit of peace and compassionate community.